This is the Recency Bias. How about that? Zach Vanoss with you here on this Wednesday morning. Coming at you. Haven't done this one in a while. Coming at you from my attic in downtown Toronto. Though I tend to forget that I live in downtown Toronto because haven't seen much of the city in a while. Oh well, at least the Habs are great. Another win. Your Montreal Canadiens are now 7-1 and 2 on the season. Sitting in first place in the Canadian division. Having played as many games as the Leafs, so there's no debate about who's in first right now. It's your Habs. A 5-3 win over the Vancouver Canucks on Tuesday night. 5-3. I mean, I guess that score is kind of reflective of what happened. It was a weird one. By the end. Pretty clean win for the most part for the Canadiens, but the Canucks did manage to make it interesting, putting some pressure on late. We saw Price and Holtby on Monday night, Tuesday night. Allen and Thatcher Demko. Thatcher Demko, who I believe last time the Canadiens played against Thatcher Demko, I said, good name, bad goalie. And some people said to me, actually, he's a top prospect. That was how they sounded. I know he's a good... It was like a... making a turn of phrase. Come on. Still, he's on the losing end, along with his Vancouver Canucks, on Tuesday night, Groundhog Day. Headline coming into this one, your captain Shea Weber playing in his 1,000th NHL game. Longtime listeners will know, I was one of the Pickists. I was very, very pro PK Subban. We all were in these parts. And was not excited about the trade for Shea Weber at all. Throughout the years, it has become apparent the Canadiens won that trade. That's just a fact. And it's great having Shea Weber as a captain, and congrats to him on 1,000 games in the NHL. The gamers themselves, they seem to respect that record a lot. Hitting that mark, that milestone, that's a big one for them. It's hard. I mean, it's hard to play in the NHL one game. 1,000 games with everything that goes into it, it's not easy. Some great memories of the career of Shea Weber up to this point, mainly with Team Canada. That was some enjoyment. But hey, maybe in this season's playoffs, he can make some more. 1,000 games for old Shea Weber. Coming into this one, there was going to be no Romanov. Kulak in. Canadians got a rotating thing going on. It's fine. I'm not going to get too upset that Romanov, who definitely didn't deserve to sit, but they're trying to get everyone in the rotation. Romanov certainly had his roughest game of his young career on Monday night against Vancouver. Really rough first period, as we talked about. So, he can sit a game. Watch the game, watch it from a different angle. Doesn't hurt. It's fine. Canadians won. I'm not gonna get too upset about that. And we see 10 games in, I think we're starting to get a sense of how this goalie situation's going to work. 6 starts through 10 for Carey Price and 4 starts for Allen. So closer to 50-50 than I would have expected. 60-40, actually, the math on that, in case you're wondering. And Roussel. Antoine Roussel coming into the game for Vancouver Canucks. Roussel, a bit of a shit disturber, would be the way I would describe him. So you had to wonder what the Canucks had in mind. My biggest concern was, have these Canucks lulled the Canadians into a sense of... just lulled them into a sense of ease, and they won't be ready for the game tonight. Well, Vancouver started decently enough. They played pretty well in the early going. Nothing that was blowing the socks off the Habs or anything, but they were playing decently. And then a Habs power play, which included a little bit of 5-on-3, kind of got Montreal going in the latter half of that first period. And with 6 minutes left, Montreal would take the 1-0 lead. Anderson, his 5th of the season, That net front presence, it was Suzuki setting it up with a pass from his knees to Sherratt, who shot, and Anderson, being in front of the net, as he's wont to do, puts it in his fifth of the season. 3 minutes after that, same guy, same place, his sixth of the season, in case you lost track from the five I just mentioned. This one set up by Suzuki, stealing the puck, takes the shot, the rebound, to Anderson, who was on the doorstep. Canadians up 2-0 after 20 minutes. The shots were 10-9. And in the second one, the Habs failed to capitalize on a Roussel penalty. They had some chances. They failed to make it count. Roussel comes out of the penalty box in 4 minutes, 20 seconds. Pfft, into that one. It's 2-1. Canadians lead cut in half. Demko keeping Vancouver in it through the period, but 12:29 in. Qui d'autre? As they said on the RDS broadcast, Tyler Toffoli hit 8th of the season, 7th against Vancouver, deflecting one in from an Edmonton shot. It was 3-1. For your Canadians! Shortly after that, just under 5 minutes to play in that second period, qui d'autre encore? Tyler Toffoli, 9, taking over the NHL lead for goals so far this season. And it was really, really pretty. Quite attractive. Toe drag, far post, top shelf, backhanded beauty. And that's after he dangled former Canadian Jordy Benn. 4-1 Canadians on the strength of 2 from Anderson, 2 from Toffoli. Lead was down to 3, though. Less than a minute into the third, Elias Pettersson showing what we kind of expected through every game against the Canucks, which is an elite set of skills. On the power play, makes it 4-2. The Habs kind of sat on that lead in the third period. First time you'd seen that happen all year. I get it. I do. You don't love it, but it makes sense, right? They've beat up on the Canucks the whole way. It was 4-1 after 2. You're going to settle in a little bit. You really are. Coach don't love it. As a fan, it's not your favorite, but it's not shocking that it happened. And with Demko pulled and 42 seconds left, Vancouver actually made this thing interesting. 4-3 as Tanner Pearson scored. But that was as close as they'd get. Another night of chicken wings thanks to another Jeff Petrie goal, an empty netter. His fifth of the season. Toffoli, nice little pass to get it over there. Toffoli probably had a shot at the Hattie. Wouldn't have been easy. He had a shot at it, but elected. Pass it off to Jeff Rapetre. For that empty netter, the Canadians were outshot in the third. 13-7. But hey, the score said 5-3. That was all she wrote. Another win. For the another solid, convincing win. The Canadians are now 12-0-2, 12 wins, 0 losses, and 2 overtime losses in their last 14 games against the Canucks. Yeesh. It doesn't help that Tyler Toffoli's out there just destroying them. March 8th. That's the next time the Canadians will play the Canucks. So it has seemed like we've seen a lot of Vancouver so far in the early going, and if you do the math, we've played them 5 times, and they've played 10 games. That's half the time we've been playing the Canucks. So, a little break from the Canucks coming up. Won't see them until March 8th. Tyler Toffoli will await that game with great anticipation, one assumes. In the meantime, here's what the Habs got coming up. Thursday at Ottawa, who are a terrible, terrible hockey team. But as I said when I was talking to Ian the other night, bet the Habs do great against every other, winning record against every other team in the North. North, I like to call it Canadian. And somehow find themselves 3-7 against Ottawa. Hopefully not. We'll see what happens on Thursday. Saturday, they will also play the Senators. That one's at 1 o'clock, which I guess is fine. And then next Wednesday, the week from when this pod drops, the one everybody's got circled right now, Toronto Maple Leafs. That'll be a good one. They play that Wednesday, that Thursday, they'll play against Edmonton, and then next Saturday, the 13th, Valentine's Day Eve, they'll be taking on the Maple Leafs once more. So that gets you about midway through the month. What's the contest coming up for your Canadians? Ottawa. You can only feel kind of okay playing against Ottawa. If you beat them, you're supposed to. And if you lose, then it's panic. But I'm not too concerned. Not too concerned, despite my prediction that they'll go 3-7 against the Senators. Not hugely concerned. Another, yes, he allowed 3 goals, but pretty solid night for Allen. 36-39. Actually drops his save percentage down. Not sure to what exactly, but it was 923 on the night, and he had like a 931 coming into that game. He's got great numbers through his 4 starts. That's about it. It's about, you know, I think we've analyzed these Canucks enough. We know the Canadians beat them up left to right. This was their best effort. They managed to make it interesting. Didn't show the quit I kind of expected when they were down 4-1. The Canadians let them back in. Not surprising. So yeah, we'll get to see the Sens for the first time. See how that looks. Winnipeg, the only team still sitting out there. The Canadians have not met yet. Is that true? Yes, that's true. Second, I thought I sounded like a fool. Parting thoughts from me? Hey, how about Freddie Van Vliet? Toronto Raptors, bet on yourself. Fred Van Vliet dropping 54 points for the Raptors as they beat the Orlando Magic on Tuesday. 54, franchise record. Thought I'd toss that in there. Okay, see you after the Thursday night game against Ottawa. Friday morning edition. Till then, you can find me on Twitter at ZachTropsTweets. Follow along with the podcast at the Montreal Bias. It's not all promotion of this podcast. I've kind of been overselling that bit. I do tweet the occasional other thing. It doesn't hurt you if it's free. Okay? It's not a big deal. At Rabbit Habs, of course, as the Montreal Bias is a production of rabbithabs.com. That'll do us. Have a good rest of your week. We'll talk to you Friday morning following Ottawa and Montreal. Till then, take care.